This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, August 26, filled with joy. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." One of the most exciting outings for a church youth group is a trip to an amusement park. I remember taking a group on a trip like that when I lived in Michigan. I'm not a big fan of roller coasters, but I climbed onto one called the Top Thrill Dragster. That roller coaster went from 0 to 120 miles per hour in 3.8 seconds and would take its riders 420 feet up in the air. It was an amazing ride that I never want to go on again. It was exhilarating and frightening at the same time. As the women left the tomb on the morning that Jesus had risen from the dead, they were filled with both fear and joy. They had come to the tomb looking for Jesus' body, and instead they met a mighty angel who said that Jesus had risen. Seeing the angel and not finding what they were figuring on made them afraid. But hearing that their friend, teacher, and Lord had risen from the dead gave them joy. Fear can often be accompanied by joy. Our lives can be filled with fear about all sorts of things. Fear about our health, our jobs, or our future. But our lives can be filled with joy about the same things as well. Our health, careers, and future. But we can both be afraid of our future and joyful about our future possibilities. The next time fear overtakes you, ask God to help you find a reason to be joyful as well. Our future is in His hands. Pray with me. Father of joy, when fear seems all too present, help us to see that we can also rejoice in the fact that you hold us in your hands. We rejoice in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.